Welcome to Crazy and Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. Today is Wednesday, November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. And my mom is cooking, and I've had a little wine. We're preparing for tomorrow. As you guys know, we do not celebrate Thanksgiving for the 100th time. We are simply having a gathering because niggas got off work. I mean, honestly, that's really why. Everybody's off, so we're just going to come together and have a time. But we are not celebrating, you know, he who shall not be named. Anyway, so last year, I did a thankful episode. And if you haven't listened to it, go back, listen to it. It is literally called Thankful. And it's me going to my different family members and asking them what they was thankful for that year, which was last year, 2020. Of course, coronavirus was new. And, you know, everyone was just thankful to be here and so on, so on. I don't remember exactly what everybody said, but you can go and listen to it. So you guys who have been following me for a long time know kind of my journey and how I got to where I am today. And I had my little sister on the podcast a while ago. That episode is called The Miseducation of Patrice. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can. And on that episode, we discuss her relationship and just her being new in love or whatnot. I don't know if it was 2020. Was it 2020?
Yes, it was 2020.
So, yeah, back in 2020, we did the interview. But, yeah, so we're back here again. We're going to catch up with my little sister, Patrice. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, so, yeah, she's here. And 2020 is 2021. Of course, if you guys listen, you heard about her relationship. So, let's just go ahead and start there. How is your relationship? Is you in a relationship? What has changed? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm still in the relationship I was in 2020. And I think it grew a lot because we, like, broke up for a month during the summer. And during that time, I think that's what we both grew because we had to, like, not talk to each other and stuff, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so now we're not dependent on each other anymore. And it's just everyone's independent, has their own personality now. And also we have our own, like, things going on. So we're not constantly around each other.
Right. And y'all know, on this podcast, one of the things I have talked about is being codependent. Because with me and Charlotte ending our relationship, it came to light that we were codependent on each other. And it was because we got together so young that eventually we both felt like we was all each other had. And it kind of consumed the relationship. So that's one thing I was so happy that you guys worked on, was kind of creating your own identity and moving forward. And for everybody that haven't listened to the episode, my little sister is actually in an interracial relationship. Which, in that episode, we didn't really go deep into it. But, I don't know, I just didn't think an interracial couple of 2021 would face the same discrimination and judgment as a interracial couple back in, let's say, 1990 or 1980. And that was easily, you know, discarded, you know what I mean? Like, they went to Scam Rant and they had a incident. So since then, have you guys had any trouble that you felt like was caused by y'all being an interracial couple?
I don't know, not really, at least not in public. But then again, in public we've stopped holding hands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So people can't even really assume we're even in a relationship. And I don't really hold hands with school.
But why?
With him at school either.
But why did y'all stop holding hands?
I don't know. I feel like just a lot of people were staring at us and stuff. And then at school, I feel like a lot of people say stuff about us being together anyways. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially with teachers and stuff, well, they don't say it, but I do feel like some teachers act differently or act differently towards me. Mm-hmm. Once they've learned that I was good friends with Ash, well, good friends with Asher.
That was air quotes, y'all.
They
can't see your air quotes.
But, like, with him and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of teachers act differently and stuff, or they've been very much weird about it.
Right. And, you know, since that last episode, I don't know Asher, but I know enough about Asher where I can see that he have grown. The fact that he's willing to grow. I hate to say it, but he's willing to try something that he may not be comfortable with to make the relationship stronger. I think that's a great sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being you saying, hey, I want to spend some time separate. And having someone that's like, okay, you know, that's reasonable and moving forward in that. So, yeah, tell us about, you know, that was a year ago. Tell us about relationships in 2021 in high school. Because last year, Patrice was in middle school. So now she's in high school. So what's the relationships you see in high school like now?
Well, now most relationships I see, and I don't want to make my relationship sound like better than people's, but at least at my school, I think a lot of relationships are actually real and stuff, especially in my grade.
Mm-hmm.
And
boy, you say real?
Not like real, but it's like a high school relationship. Like, from my school don't see this because I do be posting your stuff on my Instagram story. But like, I mean, like,
I don't know, you say it like real, like surface level.
Yeah, it's like maybe that's just because I'm on the outside looking in.
Exactly.
But it's like a stereotypical high school relationship. Like a cute person is with another cute person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. It's like.
But I want to say something to that because honestly, that's not just high school. That is everyone. And that's when we go back a couple episodes of being aware. Once you are awoke, once you are aware of yourself, then you can see, like, the world is in shambles.
Yeah.
So it's like you just seeing that firsthand. I couldn't imagine having the mindset I have now back in high school. Because it was a hot-ass mess, I really think about it. So you just say a lot of cute people with cute people.
And that's pretty much it. They post each other on their Instagram, Snapchat, talk about how much they love each other. They get their, like, 200 likes, and I guess that's it. It feels like, social media relationships, if that makes sense. It's someone you could post.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't really say that, because I don't know any of the people that I'm really talking about personally, but it's like, I don't know they really, like, love each other, because I don't know. I feel like in middle school, everybody was just getting with people.
And this is just
same. Some of them outlasted 8th grade. And I don't know. At least at my school, it's a lot of diversity, though. There's a lot more gay people than straight people.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the gay couples. They, like, actually love each other. But for everybody that's, like, straight in my school, it's like, I don't know.
I believe that gay people are progressive.
Yeah.
In their way of thinking for the most part, because they already tackle the shadow that everyone puts on them. You know what I mean? Like, they already tackle that part that everyone is going to have, not everyone, but, you know, the part that people typically have a problem with, they already faced it. And once you face your shadows, it's almost like you're okay. You know what I mean? To be yourself. And if you can be yourself, which a lot of us have a problem doing, then you can love whoever you want. Because all two people want is somebody that's going to love them for being them. But what people don't realize is sometimes you're not being you.
Yeah.
So let's go back to you and Asher. Do you feel like you both are being authentic in the relationship?
Honestly, yes. There's nothing to not be authentic about.
Right.
I feel like since we've been together this long, we talked to each other about literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my best friend before we even started, like, actually dating.
Right.
So it's like, it's okay to talk to him about anything. So, yeah, we're pretty much real with each other.
Okay.
It wouldn't feel okay to be fake with him because it's like he would know that that's not really me. So it wouldn't, it would,
it wouldn't benefit you and it wouldn't benefit him. So to bring it to context, you guys, Patrice is 15. So when I was 15, which is almost 15 years ago, but it's not. I don't know what I was doing at 15. Obviously, I was with Chardell, if you calculate. But I don't think I was thinking as deep or having as deepest conversations as that. So in today's age, in 2021, how important is it? Do you think, I'm changing my whole question. The younger generation is on something new. Do you believe it's just you? Or do you believe is, we know anybody that's older than 15 on this listen to this podcast, know that the younger generation is ahead of us in their way of thinking. But in your perspective, do you believe your generation is advanced? Or do it seem like you, in particular, is just, you know?
I would have to think. You mean our entire generation?
Your entire generation. Because when I think of my generation, when I go on Facebook, when I go on Instagram, when I go on different things, and me, I always click with older people. It is so weird.
Yeah.
I have nobody my age. And I know it's people my age that share the same thought patterns I do, that believe the same things I do. I think we just far and wide.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Because honestly, I do not have a lot of friends in school. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are still, like, I don't know how to, what is it when you're not, like, aware?
I don't know the word for that. I think you just living. And for you guys who don't know, you know, I talk about my awakening on the podcast or whatnot, and my sister is pretty woke. And being woke just essentially means that you are aware that you are having a human experience and everything ain't what it seems. And it's just a lot of stuff that's not true around you. That's all it means. We're not going to go deep into it right now. But that's really all it means. And when you get to this point, it's like you notice those around you that's not there yet. And you can't blame them or judge them or do anything about them not being where you are because you just got to where you are, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was doing in high school. It's insane when I think about high school because I knew I wasn't the same as everyone. But I was also trying somewhat to fit in, meaning that I may have followed the trends in clothing and wore my hair a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I did not see anything wrong with when I was doing those things. And since we having a Thanksgiving episode, I am thankful for you. You know, you are somebody that I know that truly is authentic and do what you want to do. When you wake up, you do what you want to do. So, let's pivot off of the relationship and let's talk about you. So, tell everybody about yourself and about the things you do.
Okay, well, I'm Patrice Neely. I'm 15 and I'm a Libra. My birthday is actually October 19th, making me a Libra. I go to a fine arts school and my fine art or my major is basically going to be in music or performing arts, and I play the cello, and I'm trying to do that professionally, and also be a soloist for that. I just started taking real lessons like last summer, and I got that from the scholarship thing that they were giving out at school. Mm-hmm. Well, not at school, in Augusta. It was for just my school. It was because of something. I don't know.
Right. So, Mumu is a cellist?
Yes.
Mumu is a cellist, and if you follow Queens Building Castles in the podcast, the group I have for that podcast, I have posted videos of her practicing in that group because she literally practices all the time. And what I mean by that is the difference between your parents scheduling something for you and you doing it versus you doing it on your own. And how long have you been playing the cello?
I've been playing the cello probably, I don't know, like 3.5 years. I've been playing, I know, since about halfway through sixth grade. I used to play the violin, but then I switched to the cello.
Right. So she's been, that's how long she's been playing. And I don't, if you guys know about orchestra, Mumu is, well, Patrice is first chair, which means...
Not at my school orchestra, though.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. At the what? Younger...
What was it? Youth Orchestra of Greater Augusta.
There you go. And this is the orchestra where you guys compete...
Actually, I wish, but no. It's like, I think it's for kids who actually want to be an orchestra, because uh-huh. their parents are paying like $130 for you. I don't know how much was it. It was like about $100 or so. But it's like, you actually want to be in it. It's each semester, but each year you have to redo it. Like,
right. So this is like a citywide thing that you have to try out for. It's like each school has its own orchestra, which is not true because not every school has an orchestra. Whatever schools in Richmond County, Augusta, Georgia, have their orchestra. And then Augusta itself has its own. And students from all the schools come and do that.
And some of the kids from Aiken come over too, I think.
Okay. And that's Aiken, South Carolina. So, when we talk about, and that's not all that you play, what else do you play?
I used to play the alto saxophone in 8th grade, and then I switched to a tenor saxophone for this year, because I was in jazz band for literally like 3 months, and then I got kicked out of that because I couldn't make it to any
He has to say all that.
Because I don't know if people still think I play the tenor saxophone.
But you can. She, listen, she don't listen. I told her not to take on jazz. She did not want to listen. Took on jazz.
I thought it was fun. Like, it was fun, but then it started getting intense. And then I feel like our thing didn't have chemistry anyway. Because, like, no one talks to me.
Jazz, you literally got to have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, like, no offense, but it was, like, majority white. I was literally, like, one of the two black people out of the entire jazz band. So it was kind of awkward anyways, except our director. But I felt like there was no chemistry, or maybe it's because everybody in there is older and already knows each other and stuff. But
And they didn't, you feel like they didn't reach out to you or try to get to know you?
Like, so is anybody gonna say anything, or am I just gonna come in here every Friday and we sit in silence until you tell and play or something until you tell us? I don't know, it was fun for a little bit, but then I started to, like, not like it. So I was kind of happy when he kicked me out, because it was like, thank God, I don't have to do this anymore.
So you played a cello, you played multiple saxophones, and what else?
I played the oboe. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. I heard it was one of the hardest instruments, and it is kind of hard, but then you just have to get into it. It has a double reed, if that makes sense. So that's like two reeds put together. Reeds are just these pieces of wood that vibrate when you blow through them. And, yeah, I play that in the school band. I'm the only oboe because no one likes to play it, but I find it fun. I think it's fun to play. But
right.
Yeah, that's it.
So, while we on the topic, let's bring up, you know, like I said, I'm crazy in love. Healthy love starts with the healthy loop, you. And you are alone in a lot of spaces, as in you are the only black person in a lot of the space that you take up. How is that? Is that challenging?
I think it is a little, because you don't know the people around you actually like you or not. Like, for example, if I was in an all-black orchestra, I would feel a lot safer there. That not safer, but like, more in place there, because it's like, we're all the same skin color, so I don't have to worry about anybody trying to set me up or anything.
Right.
But then, that's not the case, because not a lot of black people, I think, play classical instruments. If they do, they might not be in orchestra. It's like, white dominated, especially down here in the South. So it's like,
Right. And we recently went to a concert, and they did so good, y'all. And it was a youth orchestra of Greater Augusta.
Yes, it was there.
And, you know, we was, me and my mom was there, and we was such proud parents. Because the conductor actually What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
The word is he... I don't know. He gave Patrice praise on stage. And it was an orchestra of about how many people?
It was on... That was the smallest orchestra ever. It was like...
I don't know. It had to be at least...
It was like less than 12.
It was 12. More than 12 people. It was at least 20 people.
It was not at least 20. In my orchestra, in the bigger orchestra, not the bigger, the youth, like the youth.
It was youth. Like 20 people on stage.
No, it was not.
Let's say 15.
Yeah.
It was not 12. Anyway, out of those 15 people... It was only two cellos. She was first cello, and he gave her praise on stage versus the entire orchestra. Like, it was personal praise, you guys. Like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it. But
you can't because there's no video. If there was a video, you could
get it. It is video. We just don't have it. Do Asher got it?
No, he was only recording me literally the entire time.
See, I picked the camera down. I picked the camera down the cloud.
Yeah.
Everybody picked the camera down the cloud.
Y'all might have got it. She said she was going to post them on YouTube.
Okay.
I don't know what she's doing.
So if we find this video, I will post it. But the conductor gave her personal praise on stage. And, I mean, all of them did great. It was really good, y'all. Matter of fact, I am going to post it. And I'll post it in... Queens Bennet Castles. Matter of fact, I'll post it in Crazy and Love the Podcast, the group. I will post it in there because they did so good. But the personal praise as a black person in orchestra that is white dominated, how did that make you feel?
That made me feel great because I don't know. I felt like he really liked me anyways. Mm-hmm. I really love Mr. Co. He was a good conductor, but I don't know. Even for all the rehearsals and stuff that I couldn't make it to, he was still, like, cool with me and stuff.
Right.
So, I don't know. Did you know that's Dr. Krakow's husband?
Yes, you told me.
But, yeah, I really like him, and I was like, yay, because I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I was
I don't think anybody was expecting it, because if we was expecting it, we sure would have, you know, recorded it. But, y'all, it was so amazing to see. So, let's just go back to the youth. Let's back out of, you know, your race. But how important do you think it is for the youth to practice fine arts?
For me?
Do you think, like, fine arts is dying, in a sense, with all the technology?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, that is a good question. I think, it depends. For drama people, at my school, there's four fine arts. It's art, dance, drama, and music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really think drama is, maybe that will survive. I don't know. Do people still watch plays and stuff? Because that's what most of those kids are in.
We plan on seeing, y'all, we plan on going to see Hairspray for Christmas.
No, I want to see Donna Summers. I thought we
okay, whatever.
I like them both.
Well, Mama and Mumu wanted to see Donna Summers, which I didn't even know who that was, but they showed me the videos.
I want to see that, but I like Hairspray too, so I really don't care.
Yeah, we plan on going to see a play for Christmas, but go ahead.
But that's what most of those kids are in, so maybe that'll survive, but with technology advancing, I don't know about plays, especially with classical music. I really think classical music is definitely dying, but I still want to get into it. With art, I don't think people care about, like, art anymore. I mean, I think it's cool, but it's like, I see a lot of
what about digital
Twitter.
Art? EFTs about to come out. I wish I knew the acronym.
But that art is ugly.
It is ugly, but terrible. EFTs eventually... You know, you guys have heard about the metaverse. If you have not, that's Facebook going into virtual reality. I talk about it on Queens Building Castles because, you know, it's about money, essentially. And NFTs, NFTs, which are non-fungible tokens, which is digital art that could be sold for different crypto coins. and crypto coins. I talk about all this on Queens Building Castles. I'm not going to get into it on here. So the art world seems to kind of have a place to evolve. What about for music?
For music, I don't know. Like, for live performances, like orchestras, I don't know if people go to them much anymore. Except for, like, those huge competitions, like the Chopin competition where they play the piano, the international one. Mm-hmm. But that's because the prize is, like, I don't know, it's like $1 million or something. People go see that. But for little classical performances, I don't know if people come to see them, besides family and friends. Because I don't know, I feel like music as a whole is dying, except, like, singers and stuff. But right. When you play an instrument, it's just, well, because you could just use sound fonts, like, on MuseScore or something. That's just, like, virtual instruments, if that makes computer generated ones, if that makes sense.
Right.
So it's like, would you really need a, well, it always will sound better with a live musician, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's just for music. Dance, I have no idea. I have, like, literally no clue.
Yeah, because you got TikTok, and I know TikTok not dance, but, you know, it's a lot.
I mean, like, ballet or modern, I think modern will do good. There's tap and jazz. I have no clue about tap and jazz. I don't know if people are watching people do
right
and jazzy, but that's bad, I guess. But art, I don't know. It's definitely going somewhere because I see a lot of artists on Twitter and they make art, but it's like they get less than 1,000 views or likes. And I don't know if art will be successful besides the NFT stuff because it's like people don't want it anymore. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, especially because you got places that just do prints. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's like, do we really want someone to do this?
Paint this for us? And what does it mean if you yourself is a great artist, if a computer can do what you did for less money?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to really appreciate the
especially art. Hand-like art. Without the computer, that's definitely like, I don't know, people even, like,
buy it, yeah,
right. Yeah,
I don't
look at those anymore with, like, oil pastels and stuff.
Exactly. So, being someone that's from the younger generation, where do you see humanity as a whole being in about, let's say, when you 30?
When I'm about 30, I don't know. I feel like a lot of kids will have unique names. Like, very unique names, because people are just naming their kids anything now.
Yeah, that's so random.
I know, because I was just thinking about, cause I just see people be naming their babies, like,
But they was doing that way back in the day. I can't remember who, but somebody named their baby Blanket. You had Apple. It was just, I remember it being, like, in the magazines. I think that's Michael Jackson's child.
Blanket?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then somebody named their child Apple, and it was just like a whole. Yeah, it was a whole thing. It was on the in the magazines and stuff. Yeah. This was before the internet, or maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
I don't think they're bad names, but it's like it's very unique, I guess.
Right.
Very unique. But there's that. I do think everyone is definitely going to have a lot of eye strain because. Just from me, I just downloaded this game on my phone, and I played it for, like, 6 hours straight.
Yeah, that is proven, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
That humans will have. So yeah, humans going to have bad eyesight. But, okay, so let me change the question. Where do you see people love life being, like, by the time you're 30?
Well, actually,
do you think people would be more authentic?
I don't know. I think some people will, but I also see a lot of people not, because just from the stuff I be seeing on Twitter, it's like nobody. It's like there's people who really, really care about relationships, and then there's people who just don't.
Well, okay, like, so let's take relationships out of it, because on the podcast, you guys know that I say to be to love anyone, you have to be healthy, and what I mean by that is you have to be authentic in who you are. I myself am not dating right now because I'm not completely where I want to be. I'm not going to say I'm still healing, but I don't know. Maybe I am. But what I'm saying is I'm not where I want to be, and I don't want to make anybody feel responsible for where I am not at, if that makes sense. Right? And then we in an age where I don't know. Information is everywhere. So I feel like if you really want to learn, if you really want to be a better person, if you really want to address your childhood trauma, if you really want to do whatever, 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 I feel like you have the resources. So being that you are young and you are very much aware, do you feel like your generation is going to take accountability and of their own self? And I know that young people are not responsible for the things that have happened to them, but once they have happened, they have happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you think they're going to take accountability for their own healing?
Do you mean what they need to do to change themselves?
Yes.
Because
my generation is really weird talking to people my age that I cannot understand, or I try to share how I have overcame with them. And that's a little bit of projection, because I'm projecting what I would do if I was them and stuff like that. But we have so much information, and you don't have to stay where you are, if that makes sense. You don't have to stay in that mental place. We have so many resources, so much help, so much support groups. Do you think your generation is going to take accountability? You know, you can't change your upbringing or who birthed you or whatever, whatever, whatever. I understand it's always going to be trauma. But do you think your generation is going to kind of move towards the light?
Like, does it just have to be about childhood trauma?
No, like just a generation.
Moving out of a house or something with someone you know, like, isn't good in it.
Yeah, just like doing better than the generation before them. Do you think?
I think it's a mixed thing. Because, I mean, I definitely think I have seen some people who have done amazing things despite what happened when they were children. And then there's, like, my friend,
don't tell your friend Ben and I.
I'm not, but friend, I really like what she did. And then there's people who don't, like... Okay, can I talk about GoFundMe?
Go ahead.
I hate GoFundMe.
Why?
They're so easy to make, though. And then I feel some situations people should, like, not ask other people. That makes sense. I know that might be really mean to say, but it's like, do you need this? Like,
give me an example.
I'm talking about, okay, like...
Because I donate to GoFundMe.
Sometimes I be wanting to, but then it's like... This sounds like...
Sometimes it do be a scam, but it's almost...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's not up to us, in a sense. Like, that's like you see somebody on the corner asking for $1. What they do with that dollar ain't got nothing to do with you.
I don't care what they do with the dollar, but
so how is this different?
I mean, I'm trying to think of it. I saw one before, and
I got a perfect example in my head. Now, y'all mind the days. Today is November 24th. I don't know the young lady name. I don't know nothing about nothing. I know that she was beat up by her boyfriend, who may or may not be in the NFL, or maybe he was supposed to go to the NFL. She posted the pictures of her all beat up.
Oh, my God.
She posted a GoFundMe. Everybody donated money. Not everybody, but y'all know what I mean. And she used the money to bail him out.
Bro.
Yes.
This might be,
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. It's nothing to say. Everyone that donated with good intentions. Everybody that donated. But what she chose to do was what she chose to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. That sounds like a waste of money, though.
Right, because your money didn't go where you was intending it to go.
That's upsetting.
And it's the same with people on the street. You don't know your money gonna go to, you know, food or whatever they say it is. So it sounds like you're hopeful.
I don't know. I didn't want people to be like, can you give me money if I can get, like, a whole apartment in California? Because my mom yelled at me one time, and I'm sick of her.
Right.
Like, I unironically be seeing this stuff. Like, people are like, donate me some money. I've seen one like that. Or it'll be, like, a really cute girl, and she's like, well, I'm cute, so. And people are like, you know what you are.
That's a lifestyle.
And then she just gets, like, entire 3 years worth of rent.
Right.
For some stranger. But I mean, honestly, that's not them. She's okay. I just hate the people who be like, they want to go all around the world, the country and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how are you getting all this from Twitter? I just think people are a little bit too gullible sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
Especially with posts when it's like, they are so clearly fake. When it's like, if that makes sense. I know it might sound weird that, how do you know it's fake?
Right.
I promise you could tell when a post is fake or not.
Well, like, I mean, that's the use. So it's sounding like being somebody that's from, you know, a couple generations before you, it's not sounding too far off, but it's more so sounding like, I don't know, I just thought with more resources you guys would be, you know.
I think it's mixed. I think some people will and a lot of people, not a lot, some people will, some people won't. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so hold on 1 minute. I had a little check on the food in the oven, y'all. But
I don't like these mozzarella sticks. Do you want them?
No, I told y'all that before y'all got them. Anywho, so how important do you think is support for the younger generation?
How important do I think it, like, is?
Yeah.
I think it's very important, but maybe, I don't know, maybe not as important as before, because it seems like a lot of people are doing just fine independent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, moving out of their parents' houses early and stuff, or just going straight into college or whatever.
Right.
If that makes sense, so yeah.
It makes sense, but it don't, because, no. Like, no.
Because I think everybody is. Well, not everyone, but most people are.
As long as you're not leaving before you need to.
Yeah.
Because the world is trash. Like, I talked about a rent increase. Like, I think the younger generation, my generation anyway, is really on some if it, we ain't doing it type thing. And so I can't see the younger generations accepting being treated in any type of way.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like we're punching bags and stuff. I meant it just like,
right,
we're more likely to like leave a job and stuff if we're mistreated. And a lot of people really don't care about having jobs, that too. If people make their own businesses or there's like, I don't know, it's just people don't freak out about work as much. Like, if someone says, if you don't come in at like 4:30 a.m. we're gonna fire you, most people will just be like, okay.
Right. And that's the way to be. And I think we paved the way for y'all to feel way more comfortable with doing that. But yeah, since this episode's running a little long and we want to go ahead and wrap it up, so, for Thanksgiving, I'm going to ask you a couple things. But for Thanksgiving, what's some things that you are thankful for?
So, things that I'm thankful for is, well, I'm thankful for my family because you guys got me through high school so far. I literally have had no friends at all, so I just talked to y'all. And I'm thankful for DT because she's my absolute favorite person. I really like talking to her. That's my music teacher. Her real name's like Dr. Tomlin, but we just call her DT. And I'm thankful for my cello teacher too, Dr. Crookow, because she's taught me how to actually hold my bow right. And I don't know, she's just a really good teacher. And actually, I learned about yoga through her. Well, the Youth Orchestra of Greater Augusta. That's why they just say yoga. That's a long name. And I'm thankful for Asher because he also helped me get through high school because he's literally like my only like friend in a way, I guess. I only talked to him at school all day. It looks like we're literally attached. But there's that.
Okay. And, yeah. So because Crazy in Love literally started off with me being crazy in love or in love with Crazy. You know, that's the original
vibe.
Because that's the whole name for everybody that don't know is Crazy in Love or In Love with Crazy. We just never get to the or in love with crazy part because nobody wants to do an interview. Nobody wants to talk about, you know, they past and they past relationships. It's hard to get people to come and spill the beans, although I be spilling the beans. But because the podcast started with that, and, you know, I kind of touched on it. I don't know. Do you think love would be different for the youth in the future? This definitely. Is our last question.
Well, actually, yeah, definitely. Because I feel like most of our youth, like, people are with each other because they actually want to be with each other and stuff. And I don't know, I feel like communication and relationships have increased amazingly. Because for watching 90s movies and like black classics and stuff, it looks like relationships were awful.
Child, yes. So for y'all, I have been like, Mumu is of age, so I can like share with her the black classics and stuff. And I tell y'all, I watch movies all the time. And when Nala get of age, I, you know, make sure she run down the list too. But we have been watching black classics. I don't really know what's a quote-unquote classic that's not black. But we've been watching black classics. We watched
Love and Basketball,
which was really good.
I was expecting it to be terrible, but I was like, wow.
And then we had that little part right before the ending, which we did not know wasn't the ending. And I actually dropped tears.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Please let them be together.
It was a good movie, y'all. I can stand behind that. Right. What other movie, love movie, have you seen?
Love movie? I was going to watch Poetic Justice.
I do not want to watch Poetic Justice. Yeah, I started it and stopped it.
Calling her that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people should be calling women that anyways, even if it was a 90s thing. Because I'm not going to lie, a lot of 90s rap songs, that's all they did.
It's like a lot of trash.
Yeah. I know.
So, okay, so let's talk about love movies. Let me give you guys my favorite, one of my favorite, two. Let me think of three. So, two of my favorite all-time, like, love stories is 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy, Izzy.
I love Izzy. Yes. She was my favorite.
And Confessions of a Shopaholic. Those are two.
I never finished that.
Those are two of my favorite little stories.
I'm trying to think of mine. What love movie have I watched recently?
Them the only two I like.
I'm trying to think of one. I'm pretty sure I have watched one. Yeah. They're probably in TV shows though.
Right. And so, So for love on TV shows, I'm not gonna say I like the story being told, but I like Love Is. If you guys remember this show, it was very short lived. I think it was on OWN, and it was messy, but I liked the show overall. But as far as love on shows, let me think.
A lot of black classic stories, love was
trash. It was trauma bonding.
That's true, but it was the main point in a lot of those movies.
And but that was the reality of the time, and that's why we talk about now. It should be more so healthy love. You don't want that struggle love. That struggle love is dead. If you love yourself, you're gonna love who you with. It has to start with you. That's self care. Right. That's learning to communicate. That's learning your emotion. Learning your triggers.
Oh, wait.
Those are things you need to do for yourself before you talk about being with someone.
The Color Purple. That was a story of love.
The Color Purple was not a story. Yes, between who?
Sisters.
Nettie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but Color Purple is something I only want to watch once.
I love. That's my favorite movie ever.
Why?
Because it's so, like, pretty. The cinematography was everything, but it was so
Queen and Slim, the, you know, the visuals was great.
In what movie?
Queen and Slim.
What is Queen and Slim? I've never seen that.
Why haven't you seen that? That's from like 2020 or 2019?
2019. Who are these people?
It was a pretty movie, but it was a terrible story. Like, it was just.
I'm not watching this, though.
It was a pretty movie, though.
But it sounds terrifying. I don't know. I'll be scared for the whole time. I hate it so
Lovecraft Country got a pretty strong
love story. I don't know if it's good. I hate getting into things they don't finish it.
They did finish it. It was a complete story without it having a season two. It was a complete store. So y'all got a lot of examples of what not to do. So before we leave, before we wrap up, this is my absolutely last question. Okay. And to keep in the context, like I said, y'all, Mumu is woke, so she not your typical teenager that's just rolling with trends or whatnot. But what influence does relationships have on y'all that y'all see? Such as, I don't know, who is, you know, some of those rappers with
do
some...
Do you mean, like, stuff that can, like influence your decision?
Yeah, like, those young people.
Other people, I think. Because, I don't know, I feel
I mean, like, the celebrity people.
Oh, celebrity, like,
do you think that influence? Yeah, do you think that influence? Yeah, like, with the BBLs and the surgeries.
Can I legally get one?
Do you want one?
Not really, but I'm asking, can a teenager
I don't know. I guess if they with their parents' permission, it's just like a piercing, I guess.
Oh, that sounds like a lot, but...
But no, I'm just using that as an example. Do you think young people are influenced by the things they see on the internet and...
I mean, I think kids, like, repeat it. Like, if it's funny or something, like, oh, no, my table, like, people saying that over and over again. But besides... That I don't think people actually go out and get BBLs and stuff. What was it? BLL? No.
I think it's BBLs.
It's Brazilian butt lift.
Okay, oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think people go out and actually get those and stuff. I think people do, like, listen to songs. Like, songs like Megan and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think girls do be like, you know what? We don't, like, need...
I have no problem with Megan.
I love Meg.
I have no problem with her. I feel like... It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I would bring this up. It was a time when women were still singing in R&B.
That's true.
And men was literally rapping like, fuck them bitches. So, I'm so serious.
That
so,
is true, though.
It was a time and period when it was R&B was dominated by women. And men was not on any type of... And I think everybody got to keep in mind, I don't know, just raise your vibrations. The music I listen to, I definitely listen to men and women, and they sing about love. They sing about, you know, I hear instrumentals. It's all about what you're opening your ears to. With that being said, it's still okay for you to listen to some music that's a little bit ratchet. That's a little bit gang gang. It's okay. Yeah. It's balanced. You know, I don't want any side to feel like they're better than the other side.
Yeah.
Because it's an equal balance.
It kind of get boring after a while listening to R&B.
Right.
It's kind of like, okay then.
All right. You in love. All right. We get it.
I know. Like, this is the fifth album about this. Like, but at the same time, I don't know. I like rap to an extent. I like most of it, but some of it is just like...
Sometimes it's just catchy.
Yeah, like,
it's okay. It's
I like some, what's I hate that when song? They just be cussing. Oh, I was just like, can you stop? It's like, they're just cussing. And then, I don't like...
It's a song that come on the radio and I listen to it every time and it's so stupid. I wish I could remember it right now.
Oh.
It is so dumb. It don't even, like, rhyme or nothing.
This how I be feeling about Eminem. What's his name? Eminem.
Don't do Eminem like
I
that.
But at the same time, I don't.
I have Eminem album.
I like him and I don't. I
listen to all those.
Because it's like, I don't know.
Well, he literally explained that the stuff that he rap about is not how he live. If you choose
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of rappers are. They're just like, we're just rapping.
It's a way to get paid. So, with that being said, do you think your generation is more aware that people are lying? No.
No, not really. Because they actually being, I want a hood boyfriend. Like, you live in Evans. Calm down. I'm sick of it.
And if you listen to this and you from the hood, no shade to you. Because I most definitely been in the hood, around the hood, whatever.
Are we in the hood right now?
No, we are not in the hood, baby. But what I'm saying is, the people don't understand that the hood really don't exist no more.
That's true.
It really don't. It's like, I hate to say it. It does not exist. Like, I don't know what to say. You could be surrounded by a bunch of people that's not doing stuff, but that aspect of a whole neighborhood, I don't know. The definition of a hood that I think about is not here anymore. It doesn't exist. Like, it doesn't exist.
Oh, my God.
Here, where we are. I'm not speaking on where y'all at.
This is Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah. It's still people that want to be hood or think that they're hood or grew up in the hood. But are there people actively right now growing up in the hood? I don't believe that.
Yeah, because I don't know what was going on in Los Angeles in the 90s, but you should not be able to just kill somebody.
Miami, Florida was really bad. I watched Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
I don't know. Like,
no, this was beyond the hood. They was just...
I did.
Everybody did. That's why it's a classic.
No, it was terrible. I was like, are you for real? I thought he was going to get away.
No, why would he run straight down the alley?
That's why I was thinking. I was like, why? Okay, so when the car curved around to go to the house when they were looking for them, why didn't they just jump back?
Act like you were running and then run
back. Yeah, that's why I was thinking. I was like, why are we? And then when they were like, we're splitting up, I was like, I knew it was going to happen. Because, you know, in music sometimes when someone's about to die, you can hear the DSD.
Yes.
Right? It's like a certain song. It's this certain melody that comes on when someone's about to die. It's in every movie ever. From Disney movies to Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew he was about to die anyway. When this music started playing, then it went back to Doughboy and them at their house.
And
he,
did you watch Set It Off?
That's my favorite movie ever, and that was terrible.
I never watched the whole movie, but I did see the scene where Queen Latifah died,
I
dropped the tear. It was so sad.
I was wondering why they didn't just not go back and try another bank.
See, I didn't see it. I wish I knew.
Spoiling the movie,
but, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Well, okay, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Everybody's in a bad mood. Let me just tell y'all, and I've had several cups of wine, so I'm feeling good.
I was in a bad mood. My head was pounding early. It's because I downloaded Cookie Run Kingdom, on it for half.
I don't want to hear it.
And so I'm feeling fine now. That's why I wanted to go home. I need to drink water. I was feeling awful. I'm never playing
again. Clearly. So before we wrap it up, let's go ask everyone what they're thankful for. I'm hiding in the room. My mama did not start cooking too late again.
Right.
I don't know what she was waiting
was
on, but I hope it wasn't hell.
The night was over.
So let's start here. Give us a quick rundown. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family, for DT and Dr. Krakow, my boyfriend, and just life in general. It's great out here.
That's great. Did you hear that, Asher? She said her boyfriend.
Bye. I'm not ashamed of him.
What are you thankful for?
Be for real. Why is Medea playing in here?
I am thankful for Franklin.
Franklin is the our turtle, y'all. Hold on. What are you thankful for?
Ma'am.
I'm thankful for you.
That's so loving. What are you thankful for? That's it.
Game.
All right. Baby Bella, what are you thankful for? That was beautiful. What are you thankful for? My life. That was straight to the point. Here we go. What are you thankful for? Here we go again. What are you thankful for?
My family.
Da-da-da. I am deceased, so yeah, I added that in for y'all. I told y'all that they was not going to say anything different than last year. But thank y'all so much for listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. If you want to follow my sister Patrice and see her musical journey, you can follow her at...
Patrice and Music. And my main account is like
ICKY. Wait. Patrice and Music, what platform?
Oh, it's on Instagram. Bye. That's it.
Right, and then you guys can follow her musical journey.
My main is on the Music account, so follow me there too.
Follow you where?
I only use Instagram.
What's the Instagram thing?
Oh, just go on Patrice and Music, and it's right there in the bio.
Patrice and Music.
Yes.
So you guys can follow her there. If you have not followed the podcast, feel free. Crazy and Love the podcast. If you want to follow Queensbill and the Castle, Abstract Living, it's all under the same name on all platforms. If you're interested in doing a interview, feel free to contact me. My name is Courtney Neely, N-E-E-L-Y. Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you guys so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. And yeah, we don't celebrate who shall not be named, but definitely celebrate with your family and remind them why you are thankful for them and grateful for them. Because without those around us, we would be less than. And also, to have a healthy love, it has to start with a healthy you. And to have a healthy you, you have to do the work. Say that in Ayanla Benzant voice. It starts with you, y'all. Have a good night.